Okay, Dmai Davav. Davav, we are on Vav Amud Aleph, actually, the top line of Vav Amud Aleph. And again, this Mesechta Shiurim is sponsored by Makla Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So the Gemara just asked a question, trying to figure out exactly how the Mishnah that we had back on Dalet Amud Beis, spoke about that if one has Demai and one has the Hafrasha of Demai, so let's assume it's Meiser Sheni, right? That's what we we'll see what it's about, but according to some of the Mefarshim, the air conditioning. But according to some of the Mefarshim, Meiser Sheni, and you're allowed to be Ma'abed, you're allowed to cause it to be lost in a certain way. Ma'abed is miyutu bedrachim. We had the different pshatim of what that meant, but somehow it meant that you don't have to be, we don't have to be so makbid about it because it's only demai and it's afresh of demai and it doesn't have full, the full brunt of the kedusha, so to speak. We asked the stira from Elokein Tani. We asked on Hamabez that that we have a brisa that says that you're not allowed to leave it out. That if an animal's going to get it, only if an animal's going to get it. But if an animal's not going to get it, then you're allowed to leave it out. So the Gemara answers, no. There's a difference between the two. Amar Leve, Eino Mitzvah L'Hashav Aveda. Right. So that was what we ended off with in the last year. What do you mean, Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? And what did that mean? So the way we understood it was that that brisa that spoke about that you're not allowed to leave it. No, that was talking about a case where it would have been safe, right? Only the animal would have eaten it, but if the animal would have eaten it, it would have been safe, it wouldn't have spoiled, and therefore you're allowed to leave it there. And that's what is, that's when you're allowed to leave it. But in our, that's when you're allowed to leave even Vandai. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case of it's going to be spoiled, it's gonna not going to last, so therefore it's only by demai and only a little bit. good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi has a kind of opposite direction opinion. Amar Reb Yossi, Mitzvah hu l'hashav aveda b'davar muat. When there's only a little bit, so then one shouldn't leave it. One should give it out and not leave it there. Why? Ein bo tircha. There's no tircha, so the less tircha makes it more pushing towards the mitzvah. The eno mitzvah l'hashav aveda davar meruba. The Gemara up until now said the opposite, right? The more it is, so then maybe the more of a reason to have to return it. And what does the Gemara say? If you have a little bit, then it's only a little bit of hafrashav demai, then it is okay. Rabbi Yossi goes in the opposite direction. Rabbi Yossi says that the mitzvah is by davar muad. The ein mitzvah l'hashav aveda davar meruba, but not if it's many. And this chilik is only ubevadai. By Vadai, and then you have Meiser Sheni of Vadai, so that's where, if you have a little bit, Ein Bo Tircha, so then one has to make sure that it's given out, but if it's a lot, then one doesn't have to. Says the, look at the Mara folder for a second, right across from where we are. Rabbi Yossi Nami Sverle de Basizim Chumis, Chumis Meiser Meiri. Ella de Poligad Rabbi Law. De Dafgar Bedover Muat. Ika mitzvah. The lobe meruba. If there's something small, but not by a lot, de'ein mitzvah avilu bevadai, im yafsid memela, ein chayav l'tzorachu lavi aliyir. You don't have to schlep it. Right? You're not causing, you're not making it, ruining it. The question is, how much do you have to schlep? Avo b'demai, afilu b'davar muat, ein mitzvah. But by demai, even a little bit, there is no mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah says, ma'abdin es fine, back to the Gemara. What the Mara folder just pointed out also. Ubevadai, and this chilek of Meruba and Muad is only by Vadai. The Trumas Meiser, the Mara folder says we're talking about. Avo b'demai, eino mitzvah l'hashva veda. But if it's demai, if it's the Trumas Meiser of demai, so then one is not mitzuvah, even if it is a little. As it says. So to summarize, according to Rabbi Yossi, this last opinion, it's mutter la'abed, trumas meiser. That's what the Mara folder says. Rabbi Yossi thinks that our Mishnah is talking about. Is mutter ma'abed trumas meiser of demai, even a little bit? If it's a little bit, we don't take that freshness so seriously, and therefore, even if you shouldn't destroy it actively, but if it means I have to schlep something, I can leave it and let it rot. But shall vadai only if there is a lot, am I then allowed to leave it, the Trumas Meiser. If there's a coin around, they should give it to the coin. But if there's no coin, think about it. I live in a city where there are no coinim, and I'm going to have to schlep the Trumas Meiser to another city to bring it. How much do I have to schlep? Again, there's no specific coin that I owe this to. It's just Shevet HaKahuna. So the Rabbi Yossi says that if there's a lot, then you don't have to. it's too much of a schlep. If it's a little bit, then you should. Rebbe Elah, or Rebbe Elah, who was the previous opinion, who we started off, that's the first line of the daf, said, it's only mutter, the opposite direction. It's only mutter to cause to be ruined a small amount of Shumas Meiser of Demai. So only of Demai, and only a small amount. If it's Vade Shumas Meiser, it has Kedusha. Then if it's possible for you to get it to a Kohen, you gotta get it to a Kohen. Doesn't matter if it's a lot, doesn't matter if it's a little. So Machlokas Amoraim, here in the Gemara, about how much responsibility one has for the Trumas Meiser of Demai, and maybe it applies to the Meiser Sheni also, we will see. The Mishnah didn't say beferish what it was talking about. It just said you're allowed to be ma'abit it mi'uto bidrachim. Just said that on Dalam Abayz. So this last line of Rabbi Yossi assumed it was talking about Shumas Meiser. The idea, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which the Gemara is using here in the context of Shumas Meiser, is an interesting usage because it's not an Aveda of any specific Kohen, right? Is it a mitzvah to give it to who? There's no Kohen that lost it, right? But the Gemara is using it in a more flexible way. Shevet HaKahuna, it belongs to, you should get it to them, even though there's no specific Kohen. And so it's using it in a more flexible way. I don't know if this is the mitzvah d'oraisa. I don't think this is the mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe a mitzvah d'rabanan of getting it to the Shevet that it should belong to. But the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, just to make two or three points about it. My father likes to quote the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Nedarim, where the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Rambam quotes, amazingly, is the source for refuah, for a doctor giving back the lost health of a person. Not only is there Hashavas Aveda of an object, and not only the Chafetz Chaim talks about doing kiruv, is Hashavas Aveda of the person's nefesh, they lost their soul, but the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Nedarim in the fourth parak, Dalid, that's where he mentions this. Says the Rambam, why is it there? Remember the Mishnayos there talk about if somebody's mudr hana from someone, am I allowed to heal them? If a doctor's mudr hana from someone, he's not allowed to give them hana, is he allowed to heal them? Right? Mitzvos lav lehenos ninu. So the Rambam in that context talks about it here. V'lo nasar ze lechola atzmo mipnei shei mitzvah klomar shechayev harofe min adin l'rapos chole Yisrael. It's a chiyuv for the doctor to heal. V'hareyu bechlau amram beferish akasiv v'hashivosolo l'rabos esgufo. Vashivosalo to include, based on the Gemara Baba Kama, Shimra'eu Oved Yacholatzilo, or is it Matzilo Begufa, O Bamono, O Biyidiaso, with his knowledge. So number one, Hashavas Aveda includes Refuas Haguf, to give back his health. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses, and the Rambam, but the Chinuch talks about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and he has one line there that I wanted to pick up on. The mitzvah lahashiv aveda labalea tafkuf lamed ches and parshas kiseitze. He says shorash mitzvah zu yedua. Or maybe just make another comment before I read the chinuch. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is really inspiring because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is obligatory, right? If I see something on the floor, I have a chiyuv, right? There's no other religion like that. That it's obligatory. It's a nice thing to do. You'll get on the news if you return it, but it's not obligatory. And Judaism says, oh yes, it is. Okay, if it's going to cost you money, and if you're a Kohen to go into the Beis HaKfaris, okay, there's nothing to talk about. But if it's a normal, regular case, says the halacha, you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv, which is fascinating. But then the chiyuv says, Shorei mitzvah ze yadua. Ki yesh bazeh to'el es hakol v'yishev medina. It's part of societal functioning. And then he quotes, Shashichacha bakol himitsuya. Forgetfulness is common to all. There's a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu kept forgetting the Torah when he was taught it on Har Sinai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him by Matana. Unbelievable medrash. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashichacha b'kol himitsuya. Gam behemtam v'gal kayasam borchim tamid heina v'heina. He loses things, his animals. V'im ha-mitzvah zot shehi ba'ameinu yu nishmaros ha-behemos v'ha-kelim. V'chol makom sheyiu ba'artzenu ha-kedosha ki'ilu hein tachaz yad ha-bailim. V'chol pekuti Hashem isharim misam chilev. It's a good thing for all of us because we always lose things, and therefore says the and shichcha mitzuya bakol, and we have to do what we can to help each other out. What is this shichcha mitzuya bakol? The Shar Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkaf picks up on this in his Akdama in the Sefer, where he discusses the difference. Right, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the I think we mentioned this in Parsha Shirim years ago. The Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the first luchos? Why didn't he just put it away until, so many answers, many approaches given. So says the Rav Shimon Shkab, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that what is the first luchos? It was Michtav Elokim. We would learn Torah once, we would never forget it. We wouldn't have to work hard, we wouldn't have to, we would never forget it. It's Michtav Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that life, a Torah life can't exist like that, based on the level that we were on. No, we need to have to work for it. And we're going to forget things. And that's because we're in a luchos shnios reality. So it's not Michtav Elokim. It's not Nitzri. And therefore he says, we have to work for it. In the first luchos, Shem Lamad Adam Pamachas, Yishom Rav Zichron Ola Olam. V'inyin Zehir Kesh Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'alul Al Yidei Zelios, Chilu Lakodesh. Nora Ma'od. She'efshah she'yizdami she'yeish mushchas u'migu'ol b'maisim ro'im baki b'kol chadri ha'Torah. Somebody could be a baki nifla b'kol ha'shas and he doesn't have any mitzvahs. He doesn't have any ethics. L'chein Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm breaking these luchos so that you're going to forget things and you'll have to work. L'fikerach zeh, kishkach ha'Torah b'imenu. The Torah will be forgotten and you have to work hard, and that's the luchos shnios, that's part of life. So again, one might also say that teaching Torah to someone is hashavas aveda. If we learn to call it Torah Kula in utero, and it's always a return, is that also? So, refua, being a doctor, could be a kiyum of Hashavas Aveda. Being a Rebbe could be a kiyum of Hashavas Aveda. And then there's the pashup shot of Hashavas Aveda, as we know, in the Torah. One final point, and then we'll continue with the two dots. We mentioned this also in the past. The Gemara in Kiddushin lists off a number of mitzvos that are not time-bound, right? That are not Zman Grama, and therefore women are obligated in these mitzvahs. That's what they list off. Shiluach HaKan and Ma'akeh and Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda makes it to the list of the mitzvahs that say they are not time-bound. That's fine. It's not time-bound. Women are obligated. The problem, Rishonim ask, Tosfos asked this, the Ramban asked this, why do you need the reason that it's not time-bound? Even if Hashavas Aveda would be time-bound, women would still be obligated, because there's a lo saseh. Not only is there a mitzvah saseh to return, there's an iser to turn away. Lo sucha lehis'alem. So ask the Ramban, all those, by shalach to shalach, lo tichach ha'em, and by makeh, lo sasen dama v'vesecha, by all of these mitzvahs, there's a lo saseh also. So why does the Gemara bring these examples as Mrs. Asesha Loaz Van Grama, and therefore women are obligated, even if these would be time-bound, women will be obligated, because there's a Losa, say, involved. Explains the Ramban, explain the Ritva, in the name of his grand Rebbe, the Ramban. No. Though, by mitzvahs that have an Asay and a Losa, say, you have to ask what's the Iker and what's the Tafel. And which one is being Mechazik the other one? By these mitzvos, says the Ramban, Tosfos gives a different answer to this question, but says the Ramban, if I tell, what's the ikker? Return this lost item, don't turn away. What's the ikker there? Of course, the ikker is the essay, right? Return the lost item. The Torah is just being mechazik. Don't turn away, go pick it up. Right? That's an easy one. The other ones aren't as clear. By ma'akeh, put up a fence, don't keep a dangerous spot on your roof. That's not as clear, what's the ikker, what's the tafel. But here, it's pretty clear. Hashavas Aveda, says the Ramban, unbelievable chiddush. If it would have been time-bound, women would be putter, because the los aseh is just there to be mechazik the aseh. And therefore, it wouldn't have been independent aseh versus los aseh. De bahani afagav de ispu los aseh, ein ha'ikr ela aseh shebahem. Velo asa los aseh ela lekiyume la aseh. The lo sasi is just to strengthen the asay. To be makek, sevi asis makek lagagecha. Ubar atzov hakavada. So he assumes that makek, putting up the fence, that's the ikker. Piyakarkach lo sasin damim, klomer lo ta'akev milasos mitzvazu. Don't be slow in putting up the fence. V'kivan das, v'chem ba'aveda, ha'ikker, ha'shev teshivim. V'hizir shalo yis'aleim milakayim mitzvazu. Don't turn away. V'kivan dasehu ikker, ilu hayu nasha p'turos min asay. Wow. If it would be time-bound, the woman would be put from the assay, then you put from the los assay too. Because the los assay is just there to be mechazik the assay. She'en alav elakiyim assay shebo v'gam zeh nachon. Quotes Tosfos' answer, and then he quotes that answer of the Ramban. Okay, let's continue. So, the Gemara, towards the beginning of the year, I was talking about Meiser Sheni. It was really Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, up until now, we were thinking that the Mishnah was talking about Trumas Meiser of Demai, right? And we said, Machlokes, Rebbe Law and Rebbe Yossi, how to understand our Mishnah, what are the halachas, if there's a lot, if there's a little, avadai of Safek. So now the Gemara is going to continue commenting, what about on the Meiser Sheni of Demai? Right? The Mishnah does not mention it, so maybe the Mishnah is talking about both. The Mishnah, remember, says, Mishnah just said the words, Demai ma'abdin et mi'uto bidrachim. You're allowed to leave, somehow you're allowed to leave a little bit on the road and let it get ruined. So what are we talking about? What of Demai? So up until now we've been talking about the Trumas Meiser of Demai. Remember, because that's the only thing. The Truma Gedola, you don't have to take off. Meiser Rishon, you can keep yourself. The Trumas Meiser of the Meiser Rishon, that you're not allowed to eat, has to go to a Kohen. And the Mishnah said you could leave it if it's only a little bit, or maybe if it's a lot, that was the Machlokas. And the Meiser Ani, you can keep yourself. Meiser Sheni, you have to bring that to Yerushalayim. But what does the Mishnah say, though? Let's assume the Mishnah is also talking about the Meiser Sheni of Demai. If it's only a little bit, you can leave it. So ask the Gemara now. Ad Kedun B'Shein B'Yadomos. Fine, I understand. You can let it get ruined if there's no option. Meaning, what option do you usually have if you have some Meiser Sheni fruit? Change the Kedusha onto money. Be Mechalit, then bring the money. Money's not going to get ruined. Bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So when the Mishnah says you can leave a little bit and let it get ruined, so it's at least talking about where you don't have any money to change it onto. And the Mefarshim point out, you don't have any coins in your house either, because the coins don't have to be with you in order to be mechalalit. You don't have any coins, you only have bills. Right? You can't be mechalal. There's certain types of coins that you have to use for Meiser Sheni Pidyon. So, Ad Kedum B'Shein B'Yadomos. At least if you don't have any money. Hayu B'Yadomos. What if you have money? If you have money, but you don't want to make them Kedusha, could you still leave it? Could you still leave the Meiser Sheni of Demai and be Ma'abed it, be Miuto, even if it's, if you have money? So the Gemara says, yeah, because look at the story. Rabbi Nechume, Breder Rabbi Chia, Barba, Amar, Abba, Hayulimos, Betiskia. My father had some money in his pocket, in a bag, Velohai Machalo, and he didn't. So even if he had money, so we do not demand that this is done. So the Gemara just comments, Asya de Rabbi Chia Barva. Rabbi Chia Barva, who this story is about. Rabbi Chia Barva, who said, even by Meiser Sheni, Karebi Zeira. So he's reading the Mishnah like Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira read the Mishnah earlier, that the Mishnah is about Meiser Sheni also. Rabbi Zeira, was Rabbi Zeira? Yesterday's daf. Let's chazer for a second. Yesterday, on the bottom of Amid Aleph, we had a stira. The bottom of an Aleph. The Mishnah in Baba Mitzia spoke about adding on a Chomesh of the Trumas Meiser of Demai. While our Mishnah said, you don't have to add on a Chomesh. So the Gemara said, what's the answer to the Stira? So Reb Zeira said, the answer to the Stira is, our Mishnah is about Meiser Sheni, and the Mishnah Baba Mitzia is about Trumas Meiser. That was the answer to the Stira. So Reb Zeira read our Mishnah as talking about Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says here, so this story of Rabbi Chia Barva, who even though he had money, he let the Meiser Sheni go to rot, right? So he must hold like Rabbi Zeira from yesterday's daf, who understood our Mishnah as talking about Meiser Sheni. Ude, change the girsa here, Ude Rabbi La, Ki Rabbi Ami, Rabbi La, who he was talking on the bottom of yesterday's Amud, Amud Beis, right? He was asked, Rabbi Bun asked Rabbi La, and he answered the top of today's Amud, Amar Le, that's Rabbi La talking. So he must understand the Mishnah also talking about Trumas Meiser. Ud Rabbi La, Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami, or Rabbi Imi, as we had it yesterday. Rabbi Imi said, no, the difference isn't between Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Right, Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, if you say Drabbanan, it's like Daraisa. Those were the two answers that we had on yesterday's daf. But the Gemara says that these two approaches on our daf connect to yesterday's daf. Period. Okay. What does a small amount mean? The Mishnah says, if you have a little bit of the Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni of Demai, you could let it be. It's just a little bit. You could let it rot. You don't have to schlep it. So how little is little? Machlokas. Debei Rav Yana Amri Pachos Me'ochel. If you look in the Girsa, they add in a word on the side. Pachos Me'ochel Beitza. Smaller than the size of an egg. Mutter La'abe. That's what you could lose. An egg is the important, significant size. So if it's smaller than the size of an egg, you can leave it and let it rot. Bifros, as long as you're talking about a slice of bread. A slice of bread. Because a slice of bread, if it's a slice, meaning it's not whole, it's a slice of bread and it's less than an egg, so that's pretty insignificant. And that's what you could leave to rot. Let's just finish the shita. Aval b'shalem, but what if you have a whole loaf? You have a whole roll. Whole roll, adka grogeris. Then an even smaller amount is significant. Right, if it's up to a grogeris is a dried fig. Dried fig is smaller than an egg. Right, so then even the old eggs, not the Nodeb Yehuda's new big eggs, That's why he basically doubled every egg. But Shalem Akagogre, so the debate Rabbi Yanai makes a difference between if it's a piece of something or it's a whole something. Okay, a few points. Number one, where do you get an egg is an important shear in a number of areas of halacha. If you look at the Mefarshim here, right, the Mefarshim quote, Sukkah. Right, the Mefarshim quote, Sukkah. Remember the Gemara in Sukkah, the end of the second parak, but if you look in the Bavli, it's on Chav Vav Mebeis. The Gemara talks about, we know that you have to eat all Sudas Keva in a Sukkah. But Sudas Arai you can eat outside the Sukkah. What's Arai? What's Keva? So for a Bracha Rishona, then any tiny amount. Bracha Achrona also requires a Kezias. But what's Sudas Keva? So that's the Mishnah. They brought him to these rabbis to eat. Less than a beitza, that's what he ate chutz l'sukkah. Right? Less than a beitza. Because a beitza is a significant type of sudas kfiya, keva, and therefore that's what he wanted to eat in the sukkah. So for hilchas sukkah, a beitza makes a difference. For hilchas tumas ochlin, that a food can become tameh. Tumas Ochlin. Right, the Rambam writes, Machlokas Rambam Rashi, the Rambam writes in the fourth parak, Tumas Ochlin is towards the end of Sefer Tahara. Right, Sefer Tahara, the Rambam, as we know, wasn't only a master halachist and knew everything and organized, but he created, right, he created and organized areas of halacha. So Sefer Tahara starts off with the most chamor, right, Tumas Meis, and then goes into Paraduma. Right, because those go together. Then what's the next most chomer tuma? Tuma saras, because that's also tame if you in a house. And then the most next one, metame mishka v'moshav. Right, other avosatumas that are metame mishka v'moshav. Zav, zava, yoledes, and then you have shara avosatumas. Those are all the Rambams. This is a different order than we have it in Mishnayos. Because let's continue going. Right, the Rambam starts with Tumas Meis. That's Ahalos. That's the second Masechta. But the Rambam continues, and after all of those Avos HaTumah, Tumas Ochlin, and then Kalim. That's also about Tameh. Right, Ashkli, when is it Akli in order to become Tameh, and Mikvos all the way at the end. So the Rambam has different order than Mishnayos. But the Rambam says in the fourth parak of Tumas Ochlin, Kamashir Ochlin L'Tumah. How big of a size does a food have to be in order to become or transmit Tumah? Says the Rambam, to become Tameh, Kol Shehein. This is the Rambam Shita. There's some Rashis in a couple of places that seem to say that no, even to become Tameh, Beitza. But the Rambam says to become Tameh, Kol Shehein, Afilu Shumshum, O Chardal, Mis Tameh. A sesame seed could become Tameh, says the Rambam. There's no minimum shear. Shenemar Mikol HaOchel Asher Yachel Kol Shehu. Any tiny amount could become Tameh. What about transferring Tumah to another food? V'ein ochel tameh. Well, when can you ever transfer it to another food? Not going to come up that often, because most foods, right, depending what the food could become, the food is going to be a rishon, maybe a rishon could transfer to a sheni, but after that, shlishi is only with truma and revi is only with kadshim. But v'ein ochel tameh metameh ochel acher o mashkin o yadayim ad sheyibo kebeitza v'lo klipasa. It's shelled egg, a peeled egg. The Rashi Rambam says, that's as big as you need in order to transmit Tumah. To become Tumah, the Rambam Shita is, any tiny amount. To transmit Tumah, it has to be in egg size. And that's the Kesef Mishnah here, quotes that Rashi, I just spoke about it. There was a question whether Rashi was Choserbo. The Mishnah Melech has Kedarka Bakodesh, many different Sveikas. What if you have two pieces of food that are both less than an egg size, but you put them next to each other and... Oh, different questions. What if they became Tameh when they were less than an egg size and then they connected to each other? Either way, Beitza is an important shear there too. So here, says the Rabbi Yanai, what is the amount that you could just leave over of the Trumas Meiser or the Meiser Sheni of Demai? If it's less than the size of an egg, if it's a piece of something. But if it's a whole item, has more Chashivus, and then Ad Kegrogeris, right, a smaller amount. We'll get back to that, but let's just continue first. Rabbi Yochanan, Bishim, Rabbi Shimon, Yotztak. Bishalem, Rabbi Yochanan has a different shear. Bishalem, Makagogris. I agree with you by the whole. Shalem, up until the Grogris. Bipros, Afilu Kama Mutter. A piece, Pashup Shot, it sounds like even more than an egg. If it's not a whole item, you can leave as much as you want. Says the Gemara, really? Ma Pligin. Right, Ma Pligin. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Even if you have a huge piece of something, if it's not whole, you could just leave it. Afilu tfeimi kebeitza mutu la'abed? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Mana Amar, bidapligin. Right, we changed that word. Bidapligin, this is what they're arguing about. Tebei Rabbi Yana Yamrei pachos me ochel mutu la'abed bepros. Right, less than ochel, meaning the food, the size of an egg. Right, then you could be ma'abeded and cause it to get lost, even if it's a broken piece. Avo b'shalem akagogras. Right, Tebei Rabbi Yana doesn't change. Rabbi Yochanan changes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yudstok. The opposite. Rabbi Yochanan is not more mekel, he's more machmir. Bein bepros, bein b'shalem akagogras. Even if it's only a piece, grogaris is the shear. Rabbi Yochanan is more machmir according to this version. Period. The idea of a whole item being different, we also have that. We have that in Hilchos Brachos, that if you have a whole item or part of an item, you should make the bracha on the shalem. That's more chashivas for the bracha. But we also know from Yaradeya. In Yaradeya, the first chelek, the Shulchan Aruch discusses birya. Birya, a whole item is usher to eat, even if it's less than a kezias. A whole ant, the Gemara in Makkos talks about, a whole bug, right, is going to be a problem, even though it's less than a kezias, because it's a birya. It's a whole item. A birya is not batel, right, because it's midrabanan, because it is a whole item. Tosfos, if you remember, we've noted, has the suffix about, what about Hilchos Brachos? Right, Hilchos Brachos for a bracha achrona. For a bracha rishona, there's any tiny amount. I have to make a bracha rishona, even if I take a tiny sip of something or a tiny bite. But for a bracha achrona, you have to have at least a kezayis, kevetza, all different shiurim. Revius, what happens if you have a birya? Is there a concept of a birya by brachas? For example, one grape. That's what Tosfos talks about. What about one grape? If I have one grape, do I have to make a bracha of al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz? Because after all, it's less than the size that's normally needed for a bracha achrona, but it's a whole item. Do you say birya not only by isurim, but here? That's Tosfos, Daf Lamed Tes in brachas discusses it, and the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not sure. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch advises never to eat just one grape. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud. V'yesh mistafkin lomar. Shal davar shu kibir yasu. Kigon gargir shal einav. One grape. O rimon. One seed of a pomegranate. Shemivarchin acharav avabi shein bo kezayis. L'achach nochel izar shlo lecho bir yapachot b'kezayis. Don't do it. Don't do it. Some Rishonim would say, of course not. No, part of a birya means it's alive. Part of the definition. A grape is not alive. A grape grows. Birya is only by isurim, by ants and bugs. Right, but that's a suffix. A suffix. Does it just mean a live item, or maybe just a whole item? A whole item. But here, Yushalmi and Demai talks about whole is chashav. It doesn't say birya, but it has shalem as being more chashav. Reboshi Abai Mahu was changed to the girsa lahafrish. Mahu lahafrish kol shehu ula abed. Our Mishnah spoke about if you have some meiser sheni or chumas meiser of Demai, and it's left over, do you have to schlep it or not? Okay, maybe you could leave it if it's a leftover a little bit. Are you allowed to be mafreshit in the first place knowing you're going to let it rot? You have no intention of taking it to any kohen or taking it to Yerushalayim. So are you allowed to lechadchila be mafreshit knowing that you're going to let it rot? Ma'o lahafresh kol shu ula'abed? No answer given. No answer given. The Rambam paskins lechumra. Rambam paskins lechumra because it's a bai delifshita. Meiser sheni. Meiser Sheni, Gimel, Tes, says the Rambam. Meiser Sheni, Oser La'abed, Afilu Mi'uto, Bidrachim. Meiser Sheni is Kedusha. You're not allowed to be Ma'abed on the road. Ela Molicho Kol Shehu. Even a tiny amount. O Molech Damav, Lirushalayim. Umutal La'abed, Mutter La'abed, Mi'ut, Meiser Sheni, Sheldmai, Bidrachim. Right, that's the Rambam, right? Quoting our Mishnah. You're allowed to be Ma'abed a little bit of Meiser Sheni of Demai. V'kamihu miyat, how much is a miyat? Pachos mika grogaris, bein ba'ochal shalem, bein ba'pros. Who's he passing like? The second version of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam knew Yerushalmi Demai. Aval kegrogaris ein ma'abdin oso. Right? But kegrogaris ein ma'abdin oso. But then the Rambam continues. Hamavish ma'aser sheni shel Demai pachos mika grogaris, harizei noso lama aris ba'ochal kenegdo. Aval lo yafrishenu lechadchila la'abdo, she'ein mafrishin la'abed. The whole idea of hafrasha, you're being mafia, you're creating something with kedusha, at least with safek kedusha. You can't create something with safek kedusha in order to be ma'abed, with kavanah to be ma'abed. If you have a leftover, you have a leftover, okay? But don't, you can't be mafia in the first place in order to be ma'abed. Okay, so it's a baita lifshita. The Rambam passes l'chumra. Under the Mishnah, but no sol amaretz lochol kenegdo. Right? What should he do? You could even give it to an amaretz. This meiser sheni, even though he might eat a petuma. This is only b'dmai. This is only by safek. Haba vadai. If somebody has vadai meiser sheni, then of course you can't. But vadai lo shein mosrin vadai l'amaretz. You can't bring vadai to an amaretz because then he'll eat a petuma, and that is lifnei iver, and that is just mistreating dvarim shebikdusha. Good. One more line. Let's just start the next Mishnah. Halokeach lezera v'lebehema says the Mishnah another yesod. We're learning all the yesodos of Demai. Demai, the gzera of Demai, was only where you bought it from the Amaretz, or you got it from the Amaretz to eat it. But if you have any other kavana, when you get it from the Amaretz, Chazal did not institute this hafrasha. And you can rely on the Rov Amaretz Masrenheim, and you don't have to worry about it. So halokeach lezera, if you bought, you got it, you bought it from the Amaretz to replant. Ula behema, you bought it for, right, to give it to your animals. Kemach la'oro, so you got flour, you bought flour to use for tanning purposes. V'shemen laner, oil for a candle. Shemen la'suf was a kelim, or oil to smear on kelim. All of those, pater min ha'demai. All those are pater from demai, right? As long as, right, you bought it from the Am Ha'aretz with these kavanas. If you bought it from the Am Ha'aretz to eat, and then you decided it's too late. If you bought it from the Amaretz to eat, then you have the chiyuv of to be mafrish demai. But otherwise not. Rav Hashem, tomorrow we have a agadita. Haven't had an agadita in a little while, but if you're familiar with Chul and Dav Zayin in the Bavli, right, get ready. Right, Rav Pinchas ben Yair's donkey who didn't eat from Tevel or even from demai before Hafrasha was taken off. That's one of the great legends. Not even legend. It's a true legend in Shas about the Chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yair Be'ez Hashem that comes up on tomorrow's daf. Demai Dav Zayin, Chulin Dav Zayin in the Bavli, Demai Dav Zayin in the Yerushalmi. Be'ez Hashem, that'll be tomorrow's daf.